Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, 13-year-old girl started her own business, invited to deliver a speech in Jack Ma's Entrepreneurs Foundation. So this video is talking about a 13-year-old girl. She is from Hong Kong and she started her own business. And it's pretty impressive that she was able to do this at 13. So she was invited to deliver a speech at this famous foundation for entrepreneurs or for people that start their own businesses. All right, let's look at our sentence. I personally came up with the idea, and then we found a tech company to help us build the code. The app took 6 months to complete, from September of 2016, and we launched the app last year in May. So in the sentence, the business owner, the 13-year-old girl, her name is Hillary, is talking about how she started her business. They made this app and they found a tech company to help them out, and then they ended up launching it a little while later. All right, let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. I personally came up with the idea, and then we found a tech company to help us build the code. The app took 6 months to complete, from September of 2016. And we launched the app last year in May. All right, let's look at our vocabulary. All right, our first vocab word is personally. Personally is an adverb and it can mean on my own or myself. So in the video, it says, I personally came up with the idea. That would mean I came up with the idea myself or on my own. So you could also say something like, I personally delivered the letter to him. So that would mean that I delivered the letter to him myself. Or personally can also mean in my personal opinion. So you could say something like, personally, I think that Carl is a great public speaker. Or I personally don't like coffee. All right, our next word is personal. Personal is an adjective and it means to do with one person or to do with their private life or their private matters. So you could say something like, the CEO has a personal assistant. So that would mean he has a person that helps him. That assistant has to do with just him, the CEO. Or you could say something like, I don't want to answer that question. It's a bit too personal. So if a question is personal, it would have to do with your private life or your private matters. All right, our next word is come up with. So come up with is a phrase and it means to think of. So you could say something like, we need to come up with a solution to this problem. So we need to think of a solution to this problem. Our next vocab is related to this and it is come up short. This means to not be enough or to not achieve a goal. So you could say something like, we did our best to fundraise for the event, but we still came up short. So that would mean that we didn't earn enough money. We didn't fundraise enough money. We came up short. All right, our next word is code. Code in our sentence is a noun and it is program instructions. So you could say something like, software engineers design the code for our computer program. Code can also be used as a verb. For example, you could say, I enjoy coding. So I enjoy writing the code for programs. All right, our next word is related to this and it is programmer. So programmer is a noun and a programmer is the person that writes the code for computer programs. So you could say, as a programmer, I spend most of my day coding. The next word is also related to this and it is engineer. An engineer is a person who designs, builds, or maintains engines, machines, or other things. There are many types of engineers, and one of them is a software engineer. So as we said before, software engineers design the code for programs. All right, our next word is launch. Launch is a verb, and it means to start or to show other people. So for example, you could say, our new website launches tomorrow, or the new product launches tomorrow. So that would mean that that product is coming out tomorrow. Everyone will be able to see it and buy it. It will be public. All right, our next word is related to this, and it is release. Release is a verb, and it also means to show to the public or put on the market. So you could say something like, the movie will be released at the end of the month. And that would mean that the movie will come out, it will be available to the public at the end of the month. Okay, our last word is also related to this, and it is on the market. And on the market, this phrase means available for sale to the public. So you could say something like, our app is not on the market yet. So that would mean that although our app exists, it is not available for sale yet. All right, that's all of our vocabulary. So let's read our sentence one more time. I personally came up with the idea, and then we found a tech company to help us build the code. The app took 6 months to complete, from September of 2016, and we launched the app last year in May. All right, so that's all we have for today. The question of the day is, what business would you want to start? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.